This is Radio Superior 1929, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1920s. Step back to another time and hear this recreation of radio. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior Normal School.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 1929, and this is Jack McKenna. We'll have all of the latest news from Wall Street and the Duluth Stock Exchange coming up, along with other local news and weather, and of course, the latest music of the 20s, including New Orleans Lucky Seven's hit from our wax recordings. But first, the stock market again tops our interest. Lou Martin has the 5 o'clock Fink Motor News, where they have the 1930 Peerless at their Ogden Avenue lot. Lou, you've been busy trying to keep up with the stock market.
Well, that's right, Jack. Stock market prices took another downturn today, a drastic downturn according to Wall Street watchers. Extreme declines of active issues dropped from 5 to 25 points today, and that's after the market opened on an upswing after U.S. Steel tried to rally the market. The biggest drops came during the last half hour of a trading on a shortened trading day. The extreme nervousness of traders came after the suicide of New York banker James Reardon. That has aroused fears that the full extent of losses from the October 29th stock market crash have not yet been disclosed. U.S. Steel stock is at a new low, losing another 10 points today. Other major losers included General Electric, John Mansville, American Telephone and International Telephone, Gillette Safety Razor, Standard Gas and Electric, and Eastman Kodak. The stock market was open for an abbreviated three-hour session today. The New York Stock Exchange has asked members to file statements of conditions and daily changes from now. That includes list of stocks borrowed from whom and to whose account, and a list of all stocks that they failed to deliver. On the Duluth Exchange today, wheat prices broke sharply under persistent selling while buyers' interest was lagging. Spring wheat futures were off as the market slumped at the close. In other business news, a major announcement today by the Great Northern Railroad in Superior. The city will be the home of the world's largest elevator. KUWS reporter Mike Simonson has the breaking story.
Well, Lou, an artist's rendition shows Great Northern Elevator S with 239 grain tanks on the bay with a storage capacity of 13 million bushels. Elevator S will be built next to the 1898 vintage steel and concrete elevators, which have a capacity of about 3.5 million bushels right now. The need for this world-class elevator is evident this time of year, especially the harvest time when the capacity of railroads to move grain far exceeds the ability of the head of the lakes to handle the incoming shipments and load them into vessels. Last year, in 1928, Great Northern officials say they had a backup of 10,000 cars in terminals and along sidings heading into the Twin Ports. The new addition will have 239 circular storage bins, 110 feet high, 14 feet in diameter, and is expected to be completed in the early 1930s, Lou.
Mike Simonson with that report from the Great Northern Railway. In other news, the 1930 budget for the city of Superior will be around $750,000, and a tax rate cut is foreseen. The mayor and the city council will not convene again until November the 19th to finalize the budget. That'll give the Douglas County Board a chance to come up with its budget. The Superior Chamber of Commerce East End wants to change the way the city assesses road improvements and the paving of avenues. Right now, Chamber Chairman Dr. John Baird says that people who live on the corner of a street end up paying the lion's share of the improvements. Dr. Baird would like to see the City Public Works Department come up with a more equitable plan. And the Chamber will discuss the Soo Line Railroad crossing on Belknap Street. The East End Chamber maintains the crossing is dangerous, and sooner or later there will be an accident. They would like to see a railroad overpass built, or perhaps even a tunnel. At present, lift gates are in use. The Chamber will meet later today at the Swedish Church at 21st Avenue East and 6th Street. We'll have more on the 5 o'clock news after this message about our sponsor, Fink Motors, on Ogden Avenue.
Thank you, Lou. Yes, if you're in the market for a new car, think about Peerless. Pick the car with a spinal column behind it. Pick your next car for its quality, its performance, its prestige, its style. But pick your next car as you also picked your bank, for the service you take out of it, for the background of stability, and the lasting assurance it gives you. So pick your next car with a spinal column behind it. See what's behind the 1930 Peerless. That Peerless has been building high-grade motor cars for 30 years. That for 30 years, Peerless has met every obligation when due. And, of course, that's at Fink Motors, 1007 Ogden Avenue, Superior, Wisconsin. Now back to more news with Lou Martin.
Well, thank you, Jack. An historic stretch of the upper Brule River will be off limits for fishermen after today. That's in a release from KUWS Radio News today from the Wisconsin Conservation Commission. No more fishing upstream of Stone's Bridge on the Brule because of overfishing of trout, and that there's not enough stocking is being done there to keep up with the demand. The Conservation Commission will allow fishermen again in the upper Brule only after brook trout return in a large number. That part of the Brule has a historic and heavy use. It's been made famous by such anglers as President Calvin Coolidge and President Herbert Hoover. And the Superior Evening Telegram is getting citizens together for a Santa Claus watch next month, just to prove his existence. Among the local people assembled will be Martha Erickson of Herbster, Dorothy Burwald of Oaks Avenue in Superior, Bernice Hogstrom of Mason, Shirley Zackel and Bernard Kempton of Superior, Billy Lewis of Millen, and James Hansen of Gordon. With the Fink Motors 5 o'clock news on this November the 12th of 1929, this is Lou Martin speaking. And now, back to Jack McKenna for the weather and the latest of wax recordings.
Thank you, Lou. The nice November weather will give way to cloudier and chillier conditions tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. The U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth reports a cooling trend, with temperatures as low as 12 degrees and daily highs around 35 degrees. Why, we might even get a light snow flurry tonight and tomorrow. Right now, it's 42 degrees from the KUWS radio studios at the Superior Normal School campus. Now, with the first of our wax recordings, here's Goose Pimples with the New Orleans Lucky Seven. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was the Lucky Seven, and the Bix Biter Beck was featured on that with the cornet. And everybody knows that old Bix is one of the great jazz men of all time. Let's talk about Lucille's. Lucille what? Lucille's Glosso Silk Rinse. You ladies know about that. Rinse sunlight into your silks. The tragedy of washing expensive and delicate silks is gone. Enrich the beauty of all washable silks with Lucille's Glosso Silk Rinse. Hose, instead of being limp and subject to runs at the slightest touch, become elastic and sturdy. The hundreds of almost invisible ends which unwind from the original thread curl back into place, giving added strength, thereby prolonging the life of the garment. Discover this silk saver for yourself by purchasing a bottle today. On sale at Android Drugstore Superior, Berthium's Brothers Grocery Superior, Thompson Grocery Superior, Duluth Glass Block Store, and Lyceum Drug Store in Duluth. Here's another current favorite by Al Jolson.
Your little rolling stone that rolled away, stroll away. Mammy mine, your little rolling stone is home today. Let us stay. I want to see your smiling face. Smile a welcome smile. I want to feel your fond embrace. Listen, Mammy Mine. Rock-a-bye. Your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from that heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy Mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in ya. Weep no more, my lady, Mammy, sing it again for me. An old black show, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, rock your little baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy Mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and sing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya. Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, my lady. Sing it again for me. And you remember old Black Joe? Lord love you, Mammy. You sang when I was on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver. Mammy, sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
Thank you, Al Jolson. Is there anyone on the face of the earth that hasn't heard Al Jolson do something? The Women's Home and Foreign Mission Society of the Holy Trinity English Lutheran Church will meet on Wednesday at 2:30 in the church with Mrs. Otto Rydell as the hostess. Time for more news now, and back to Lou Martin.
Okay, Jack. The Union Pacific Railroad has announced that it will sell $45 million of its cash reserves so that it can refund its 4% bonds. Union Pacific Railroad assures its stockholders it has plenty of cash reserves after last year's $235 million surplus. And R.G. Dunn and Company is reporting that the number of business insolvencies was up from September to October, from 1,800 failures in September to 2,000 in October. Meanwhile, New York merchants are projecting that Christmas sales will be off 40 to 50% because of the stock market panic. Jack, that's the latest from the KUWS United Press Wire.
Thank you, Lou. Looking at the weather situation again, we're getting closer and closer to, of course, to some of the heavy stuff like below zero, but not yet. We're still in almost what you could call Indian summer weather. The nice November weather will give way to cloudier and chillier, though, tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. The U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth reports a cooling trend, with temperatures as low as 12 degrees and maybe even a little bit colder, and daily highs around 35 or maybe 35 to 40. We might even get a slight snow flurry one of these days or nights. Right now, it's still 42 degrees from the KUWS radio studios at the Superior Normal School campus. Now it's time for more music. You recognize the melody? Why, sure. It's Paper Moon with Paul Whiteman. Of course, was Paul Whiteman's rendition of Paper Moon. Speaking of renditions, if you're a cigar smoker, R.G. Dunn is the choice of active young men because it is mild. The R.G. Dunn Perfecto Fino, just 2 for $0.25, and other sizes available to suit all smokers. Distributed by Fitger's Company in Duluth. Cigars, that's the way to go if you like cigars. The R.G. Dunn. Music time again. Here's Bix Beiderbecke and his gang with Sorry. Paul Whiteman do a little encore for us now with his orchestra and the famous Dardanella. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Say, your next shopping trip, visit Piggly Wiggly. Butter, Sunset Gold, a pound 47 cents. Log Cabin Syrup, small size 29. Pink Salmon, two tall cans, 33 cents. Fresh Bulk Marshmallows, a pound, 19 cents. Rinso, a large package for just 23 cents. And those are just some of the bargains. There are a lot more. So visit your nearest Piggly Wiggly store on your next shopping trip. Here's Al Jolson now with Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me oh my. Seven times he got aboard his train. Seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her that the tootsie goodbye. That the tootsie don't cry. The little true friend that takes me away from you, no words can tell how bad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then, oh baby, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. That tootsie, don't cry. But the tootsie, gonna buy. When somebody says goodbye to me, oh, I'm sad as I can be. Not so with his loving Romeo. He seems to take a lot of pleasure saying goodbye to his treasure. Tootsie, goodbye, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Tootsie, don't cry. The little tootsie, the little train that takes me away from you. No, no word can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then, oh, 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 do it over again. And though I turn new things to learn, I'll keep playing solitaire until I return. Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, what a boy.
And that was Al Jolson, of course, who wouldn't recognize that. And that's all for an afternoon with McKenna and Martin on KUWS. We'll be back at the same time, same place, with the latest news and music from our wax collection. So this is Jack McKenna bidding you all a very fond farewell.
This is Superior Radio 1929, a weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Superior Radio 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson. Assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Assistance in this program comes from the Superior Public Library and the Jim Dan Hill Library. All of the events reported on Superior Radio 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail them to us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Superior Radio 1929. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.
This episode in memory of Barry Singer, he loved his history.